The Senate's action, taken in a mostly empty chamber just after 7 a.m., came less than a day after President Donald Trump effectively endorsed a two-track strategy for DHS, funding most of it through a bipartisan deal with Democrats, then using the party-line budget reconciliation process for immigration enforcement activities. Now the bill is headed back across the Capitol. The Senate approved Thune's motion Thursday to set aside the House plan, an eight-week all-DHS stopgap, and instead give it a second chance to pass the Senate bill, which omits funding for ICE and parts of Customs and Border Protection that Democrats oppose. Bernie Bennett in Washington.